السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس، إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا، إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. My condolences to you, my brothers and sisters, on the 21st of Ramadan, the anniversary of the martyrdom of the commander of the faithfuls, Al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam. Imam Ali left a rich legacy. And obviously we cannot comprehend him in a few minutes. We don't do justice to him. But let me focus on one area in the first sermon, one area in his life, and in the second sermon, I would focus on another area. The first area that I would focus on in the first sermon is that how Imam Ali was fighting racism and prejudice. He did not tolerate racism. And there was a lot of racism during that time, and even today, in the midst of our communities, there is a lot of prejudice and racism and bias. Sociologists believe that every human being would carry a trace of a prejudice and racism. Every human being, no exception. But the Quran says, only the faithfuls, only the believers can cleanse themselves and refine themselves and protect themselves against racism and bias. So most people, my friends, they have bias towards their own families, their own color, their own languages and cultures, and cities, and towns, and countries, and nationalities. You barely find someone who is really universal, international. He doesn't care about his own nationality, or color, or race. And he's willing to embrace all mankind, all humanity. But most of the people have a prejudice. What does prejudice mean? What does asabiyya, prejudice is asabiyya in Arabic. What does it mean? It means that when you give preference to the bad people in your family, in your community, in your country, over the good people of other families and other nationalities and other countries. It means that you think you are the best just because you are white, just because you are Arab, just because you are Iranian, just because you are East African, just because you are American, just because you are French. Being this nationality, definitely you are better than others. This is what you think. This is a prejudice. It doesn't mean that you should not love your country. It does not mean that you should not love your family or nationality or language or even color. You may embrace, you may love your nationality, no problem, your city, the people of your city, the people of your race. But don't think that you are superior to others just because you are from this country or this town or this nationality. This is racism. And racism is a disease. And racism is loathed by God and by the Prophet and by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali came to a society where racism was rampant because of the failed policies of the previous leaders before him. There was discrimination between Arabs and non-Arabs. The non-Arabs would call Mawali, and they were treated like second-class citizens. When Imam Ali came, he emphasized equality, equality for all. Imam Ali said, all people are equal. I don't look at their nationality. I don't look at their tribes. I don't look at their family names. Islam says, we look at the beauty of people, their characters, their personalities, their contributions. We don't look at their last name. Last name is really irrelevant. It should be erased. We look at the person himself. Imam Zainul Abidin says, God created paradise for those who obey him, even if they are slaves, black slaves. And God created hellfire for those who disobey him, those who are racist, even if they are from downtown Mecca, from the heart of Arabia, from the heart of Quraysh. That was the policy of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One day, two ladies came to his office to receive their share, their monthly stipend. So he gave them equal amount. So when they left the office, the one happened to be Arab, turned to the one who was not Arab and asked her, how much did you get? She found out that she got the same amount as she got, equal. So she made a U-turn and she went back to the office and she said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you gave us the same amount. He said, yes, what's wrong with that? She said, but I am an Arab and she's non-Arab. Imam Ali was angry, of course, but he smiled. And he took a handful of dust and dirt and he opened his palm and he said, which one is better than the other? She said, both are equal. Imam Ali said, إِنِّي لَا أَرَى فِي هَذَا الْفَيْءِ فَضْلًا لِبَنِي إِسْمَعِيلَ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْحَاقِ I don't see any preference in this wealth, any preference for the Arab, the children of Ishmael, over the non-Arab, the children of Isaac. And the Prophet reiterated this sentence many times. لَا فَضَّ لِعَرَبِيٍّ عَلَىٰ أَعْجَمِيٍّ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى There is no preference. There is no priority for an Arab over non-Arab, for a rich over poor, for someone who comes from Mecca over someone who comes from Nigeria, from Africa. They are all equal in the eyes of God. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ The most honorable among you in the eyes of God is the most dedicated, the most sincere. So my friends, a lesson we learn from Ali ibn Abi Talib, if you are a follower of Ali, if you love Ali, if you are the Shia of Ali, if you want to see Ali on the Day of Judgment and be with him, because Quran says in chapter 17, يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ Every community is going to come and stand behind their leaders. And we hope that we're going to stand behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Imam Ali. If you seek to be with them, then you have to cleanse yourself from prejudice and racism and look at people with the lens of equality and respect to the entire mankind. Don't give a preference to your city over other cities just because your city, you are from that city. So it is automatically the best city. There is no room for racism in Islam. There is room for tolerance, for respect, universal respect. We are one family. We are one family. Let's look at the inner beauties of each other. Don't look at a piece of paper called passport or nationality. Look at these countries, some Muslim countries who are exercising prejudice. They are going backward, my friends. They are going backward. When they discriminate between the people. They go backward. One of the reasons America succeeded to a certain extent, of course, we have much racism in this country too, and we are fighting racism. And the war is going on. It would not stop. But one of the reasons that it became successful, that it was able to embrace to a certain extent, to a certain extent. But the struggle is continuing to embrace all nationalities and all colors. We are one family. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.